Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
It's the Bledsoe Farm Angus production sale Saturday, February 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the Payne County Stockyards, Perkins Livestock in Perkins, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 92 lots, including 47 registered Angus bulls, 33 registered open yearling heifers, and 12 spring calving cows. You can attend the sale live in person in Perkins or watch them bid on liveauctions.tv. Sale catalog available at bledsoefarms.net. Bledsoe Farms Angus production sale Saturday, February 17th.
Well, this week in Oklahoma City, they had 7,500 and just a little bit more at the cattle sale compared to 9,900 about a year ago. Ben Hale of Western Livestock Auction says feeders have been steady.
We had about 7,500 or a little more yesterday here in Oklahoma City compared to about 9,900 a year ago. And just like you said, it just continued from last week. That deal really ramped up from Monday through Thursday there at Woodward. And we were able to carry it over. The feeders were kind of steady, maybe a little stronger, but, you know, and then the grazing cattle were probably 2 to 4 higher. Yes, there's lots of demand. You know, probably got a plateau every once in a while to keep climbing again. But we sure maintained it for sure and a little higher on the grazing cattle yesterday.
As the markets move steadily higher since the beginning of the year, Hale said producers are cautiously optimistic.
We're going to have a strong market tomorrow at Comanche. Got 300 yearlings off one deal, real nice home-raised deal. Be some light yearlings to go to grass as well as some mid-weight yearlings and upper feeder cattle and got a couple other big deals. He's going to have a nice run in Comanche tomorrow. And then Woodward's going to have another good run from what I'm knowing people are calling me. So I look for this thing to be awful strong.
No real signs of it leveling off just yet.
I don't think so. I just think, you know, you can't have it just skyrocket the whole time. I think people kind of set back and do it. And I'm not sure that the weather hadn't done a little bit of that, you know, because it not griping about the moisture, but it has been extremely wet for the whole month of January. And so probably some of that I would expect. And then wondering where that snow was going to hit last Sunday and Monday.
Western Livestock Auctions located in Oklahoma City, Woodward, and Comanche. Once again, that's Ben Hale with Western Livestock Auctions. Well, the last 12 months have been challenging for cultivated meat and seafood companies that are trying to raise capital. For example, AgFunderNews.com says Finless Foods is making some cutbacks to conserve cash, New Age Eats running out of funds, and then the Good Meat, that is getting sued by its bioreactor supplier over allegedly not paying their bills. So not good for fake meat right now. As AgFunder runs the numbers, preliminary data shows that funding for cultivated meat startups peaked at $989 million back in 2021, dipped slightly to $807 million in 2022, and then pretty much fell off the wagon last year, falling 78% to $177 million against a backdrop of 50% drop in agri-food tech investing overall in 2023. Now, while the funding rounds were far smaller in 2023 versus 2022, investors placed a sizable bet on Uncommon, a UK-based startup formerly called Higher Stakes. That investment netted $30 million in funding to scale the production of cultivated pork using patent-pending technology by speeding up the cell differentiation process. So far, nothing tastes quite as good as our real meat. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.